Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I'm your host, Joey Burgoyne. The weather is confused. Our gardens and lawns are confused. Nature is confusing all of us, but for some clarification, coming up February 23rd through the 26th at the Convention Center is the Connecticut Flower and Garden Show, an annual tradition, except for that one year, but we'll leave that one out of it. And joining me this morning is Christy Gonzalez, the president of Northeast Expos, to talk about said Connecticut Flower and Garden Show. Christy, good morning, and thank you for joining me.
Good morning, and thank you for having me.
So, you know, Mother Nature doesn't know what it wants to do. Like, it's warm, it's cold, it's snowing, it's raining, it's sunny, it's cloudy. I don't know if we're on the East Coast or the West Coast, but everyone's looking in their backyard or they're looking at, you know, produce in the store. It's going up, everything's going up, and they're getting an itch. They're getting this, they don't know what it is, but they want to start planting again. And then boom, perfect timing, Connecticut Flower and Garden Show.
Yeah, absolutely. People need to start planting that early for their seeds. You can get seeds in the ground in March. You can do a spring crop. There's just so many things at the show that you can be educated about and make your household successful and sustainable.
And that's
so that
one,
you don't have to pay all those prices at the grocery store.
And that's one thing, you know, COVID took a step back in a lot of people's lives. And people, I think, started realizing that gardening and growing flowers and growing plants, it's relaxing, it's rewarding, and people are realizing that again, and they want to do something, whether it's growing orchids, the mystery plant that everyone seems to have issues growing, or something as simple as a tomato. People want to get back to that and understand how things grow in their own backyard and what works in their backyard.
Absolutely. And it's also, I think, an opportunity to educate your family and your children that you can sustain yourselves without going to the big food stores. And it tastes better. Mm-hmm. And again, as you have said, it's satisfying. You've done this yourself. You can grow your basil, your lettuce, your tomatoes, your peppers. You don't have to start huge. You can just put a few plants in, and the crop that you can receive from just a few plants can sustain your household.
And I mean, it's one of those things, that's what the Flower and Garden Show is. If you're questioning, well, I want to grow this, or I want to do this, or how can I do this in my backyard? There's no better place to go than a Connecticut Flower and Garden Show in Connecticut, New England, and on the East Coast for that matter, to learn how to do these things. If you have questions, these are the people that, you know, have the businesses and have the knowledge right here in your own backyard to go talk to.
Well, absolutely. So we also, February 23rd through the 26th, we have a full lineup of seminars. There's a seminar, No Dig Gardening. So Charlie Nardozzi can educate you. You don't even have to have a garden outside. You can just do it from a pot. We have Len Giddix, The Reflection in Your Garden.
We love Len. The name's probably familiar to a lot of our listeners. Len is just a gardening, no pun intended, fountain of knowledge.
He is a fountain of knowledge. He's a wonderful, wonderful person, too. Very educating, opening, successful seed starting by Don Pettinelli out of UConn. We have Ellen Ector Ogden, six steps to a successful kitchen garden design. That is, walk out your back door, have your herbs, have the most beneficial ingredients for your recipes. Carrie Ann Mendez, Gardening Simplified. Then we can move on to all the other seminars that we have. We have houseplant diagnostics, how to create monarch butterflies. We have seminars on roses, a lot with natives. Just going back to your roots, going back to the basics of what everybody has come from.
And that's one of the interesting things is, we always hear about these invasive species plants or the native plants. Like, if you're growing or trying to grow flowers or garden fruits or vegetables that are native to this area, you're already like ahead of the game. People, I don't think enough people understand that growing stuff that usually grows here is a lot easier to grow than things that don't grow here. So going to the flower and garden show and learning what can grow easily takes so much stress out of growing something for the first time.
Absolutely. Lorraine Bellotto, Easy Breezy Plants. Paul Split, Organic Container Gardening. All of my seminar speakers are local. They all pretty much have books out there that can also educate. You can purchase the books at the store. We have a Barnes & Noble cafe. Come and have a coffee. Come and meet the authors. We have a ton of things going on at the Flower and Garden Show.
And I'm looking Pam Cooper, Good Bug, Bad Bug, or Benign Bug. The biggest thing, we get them a lot, air quotes on the radio, ladybugs. But are they the beneficial ladybugs or are they not the beneficial ladybugs? Knowing something as simple as what to look for in your garden to keep versus remove also takes so much stress away. These are the things that you're going to learn at the Connecticut Flower and Garden, February 23rd through the 26th. It's like a 4-day seminar. It's amazing.
We've been focusing so much on the seminars, but there are also over 20 fully landscape displays that you can just enjoy spring, smell spring, see spring, hear spring. We have the Federated Garden Clubs of Connecticut with their design and horticulture competition and photography competition that you can just stroll through and enjoy, and hundreds of booths selling different products. Again, the seeds, the pollinator seeds, gardening tools. There's just so much. You could spend the whole day there.
You could spend a couple days there, let's be honest.
Buy
a ticket for a couple days. Because, it's, again, winter being what it is, if it's a crummy day, somewhere between the 23rd and 26th of February, you can go there and sit in one of these beautiful hardscaped gardens, patio displays, and just relax for a couple hours in nature inside of the convention set. Like, you're bringing spring indoors for us to kind of get a sample of, which I thank you for.
Well, thank you. Well, so even now, if you want to come out to my greenhouse, I have 3,000 square feet of sod in my greenhouse. I walk in there every morning and I'm like, hey, this is beautiful. There's green grass.
I mean, that's the crazy thing. It's whetting people's appetites. And like we talked about earlier, that people have gotten back to those roots in COVID. People are starting to get their kids involved with these things and understanding gardening. Like, where we go camping, we can't plant anything in the ground, so we have all our tomato plants in big container garden. So we have a couple in this container, a couple in that container. And needless to say, I rarely get a tomato because the kids, as soon as we get there, run out, they'll grab a couple cherry tomatoes or they'll grab a Roma tomato and then run off to hang out with their friends. And I'm okay with that because they're the ones that understand, the pruning of the tomato plants, where they literally came from and what it took to grow that. So I'm hoping, we can get some families and get kids to realize that this is where these things come from. If it's your local farm or your local co-op, the people that are growing these fresh fruits and vegetables or livestock are right here in her own backyard. There's no need to go to a big box store to buy fresh tomatoes.
No, and absolutely. So then you and your family should come to see Paul Splitt's Organic Container Gardening Seminar. He is there Thursday and Friday. You can visit the website at www.ctflowershow.com for the full seminar lineup. And Paul is fantastic. He's a wonderful presenter, and it's all organic.
So now, how many years have you been doing the Connecticut Flower and Garden Show?
So this will be our 41st year for the Flower and Garden Show. My parents started the business.
And
so I've been doing it my entire life.
So now, so where I was leading into that is, like, over those years, like, what has been the thing, this is a curveball question, that you've seen grow that you weren't expecting to grow, if you understand what I mean?
No, I get it. So let me think about that for a second. I think the seminar program, I have been known to, in the industry, to bring quality topics, and it's included in the admission. So you pay it's $20 at the door, $17 online. I bring quality seminars, and it's amazing to me that every seminar is almost packed. Each room has at least 100 seats. People are craving for education. So to me, that's the one thing that I have focused on. The landscape exhibits are always a hit. People, again, there's never enough seating for people to just sit and enjoy, and they just want to hang out and relax and smell that we've already covered, the scents, the sounds, the beauty. The exhibit, the sales booths are like a supplemental type of thing,
mm-hmm.
for people to shop, but it's just amazing for me to see the enjoyment on the attendees' faces when they come in.
And it's got to be cool, like, when you're walking around and you hear someone that, hey, I learned this during this seminar, or did you hear about this that so-and-so was talking about? Because even if you do buy that $40,000 beautiful backyard patio hardscape, like, it looks gorgeous the day the contractor puts it in, but next year you have to keep an eye on it. Like, you're the one who's in charge of keeping that garden, keeping those shrubs. So that's where those seminars really come in handy. It's
no,
the,
absolutely.
The marriage of everything.
Well, and also, I try to keep a balance on my exhibit booth. People say, well, you didn't have any plants there for sale. I'm like, well, this garden center was there. They were selling seeds. Then you have the mop guy, steam mop or broom mop. When you come in from the outdoors, you need to clean your floors, and they do a nice job trying to keep it garden related.
Mm-hmm.
If I kick the broom guy out, the next year people come back like, where is the guy with the broom?
Yep.
Well, you complained that I had brooms and you were a flower and garden show. So it's like a catch-22, or, I try to keep health and beauty products, local goat soap. It's a great product. Does it really relate to flower and garden show? No, but it's supporting a local mm-hmm. Connecticut crafts person, an artisan, that provides a product that they have milked their goats, made the soap, and then they're here just trying to sell their wares and survive.
Yeah, and there's,
you need to support those people.
And a lot of those people use botanical oils and stuff like that. I was just thinking as you're saying, like, that homemade, those, cottage industry things is like bees. A lot more people have started doing beekeeping and apiaries. So, like, I have mm-hmm. a beard. Well, a lot of beard products use beeswax, like natural beeswax. Right. So I'm like, you can have a guy or a gal selling beard products that's made with all natural beeswax that they now harvest the bees, but they have to grow the flowers for the bees to get the pollen. Like, it's the synergy of ecosystem that in one way, everything's connected to our outdoor life and surviving. February 23rd through the 26th. If people want more information on all the stuff we've been talking about, they want the list of all the seminars and exhibits and all that crazy stuff they can plan for that weekend, ctflowershow.com. It's the official Connecticut Flower and Garden Show, ctflowershow.com. And if you are going, I'm going to be a little conceited on this one. If you see Len, tell him Joey said hi. Like, let's all give Len some guff, if you will. He's a great guy. All the exhibitors are great. Get out there, you know, bring the family and just learn about all these things that are happening right here at home in Connecticut.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.